You're listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.
We have been using social media as an outlet to keep our department as transparent as possible. We started out by posting all of our information on our website and hosting a new website through the Brooks Jeffries Company at mostwantedwebsites.gov. Through our new website, we've also started using Nextdoor.com and Twitter. We have shied away from the use of Facebook because there has been a lot of backlash through Facebook. Twitter is a easier platform for us as a government agency to be able to operate on. So we have just integrated Twitter into our website. And now anytime that we put out information via our website, all I have to do is click a button. We drop it straight into Twitter and we have tweets. So you can learn more about your Parsons Police Department by visiting ParsonsPD.com. You can visit us at Nextdoor.com or even find more on Twitter at Parsons Police.
Sounds like you've developed some public service announcements. Is this a means to help people to avoid becoming victims of certain crimes?
There really are. Things like burglary. You know, in times like this, it's important to know how to protect your home, your family, and your valuables. A good, strong lock on a solid door or frame can make a big difference. Most burglars will spend no longer than a minute trying to break in. That's only as long as maybe a short radio announcement. Remember, you need to lock your doors and windows, even in Parsons. Even the best locks can't protect you unless you use them. Install bright outdoor lighting. That's one of the things I noticed driving around town at night. And especially with LED lighting available today, you can leave those lights on for pennies a year. If you have an alarm system, use it. And post signs that say your home has an alarm. Trim bushes and trees so your house is clearly visible to your neighbors and from the street. Because when those police officers drive by and they turn on those bright alley lights, then we can find folks who might be prowling in and around your neighborhood. If you ever return home to find that someone has broken in, do not enter. Call the police immediately. To learn more on how to keep your home and family safe, you can always visit www.parsonspd.com or ncpc.org. That's the website for the National Crime Prevention Council.
You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.